Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Gregory Crawford on Sports Biz Show. We do this show every Tuesday night at 10 o'clock year-round. If you can't listen live, you certainly can listen to the podcast, which is there forever. One of the many great things about Blog Talk Radio that I really enjoy. I think that, you know, there's a lot of things that are maybe good and bad about the Internet, but one thing is the opportunity to do radio shows over the Internet. I appreciate you listening. I am Gregory Crawford. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops. There's only one C in there. Or at www.gregorycrawfordsports.wordpress.com, where I write a lot about basketball, sports business, golf, and my world-famous power rankings. And this first guy up tonight, we're going to talk to five NWAC coaches who are not only outstanding coaches, but they're shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. But I get my women's power rankings first one of the year last Sunday, and of course on paper, it's only good to write on, but it's good to be in that position. Greg Shealy, the head women's coach, I should say, I apologize for that, at Lane Community College. And Greg, your team come out number one in my power rankings to begin with. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate that.
Yeah, and the way your team is playing, they're not only winning ball games, but you're scoring a lot of points, which I love.
Yeah, we feel really good about what we're doing on the offensive end, and hopefully we can continue to get better on the defensive end. But right now, we're really playing well. We had a great weekend last one up at the Pierce Tournament. So feeling good about ourselves right now. But I got another tough one coming up at the crossover this weekend.
Greg, are you you're a successful coach. Do you subscribe to any theories about offense, defense is ahead of one another this time of year, or should they both be churning on the same pattern?
Well, ideally, you want to churn in on the your defenses are a little bit ahead of the offenses. At least that's kind of been what we've seen. But I believe the last couple years, it's kind of starting to take a turn. I think coaches are emphasizing a little bit more on the offense. I think the rules are changing, and especially in the women's game, the way that these young women can attack the basket now and use their athleticism, I think that the offenses are really starting to show through.
Are you starting at this stage? You've played enough games. Are you liking the four quarters, or did you like the old halves?
You know, I really enjoyed the old halves, but so far I've kind of liked the quarter thing. It's a little bit different. You kind of got to think things a little bit different. I like it, especially in the second half. I like that little extra break right in the middle of that second half right now. So I'm kind of leaning towards the new school instead of the old school.
Greg, this is a time of year where most students are coming off finals. Everybody's in a pretty good mood because it's the holidays. I always tell everybody, I hope you're in this good a mood come January 7th. I bust their chops a little bit. Anyway, but, you know, it's also a time where it's easy to lose focus, and I'm sure that's something coaches got to work really hard on this time of year because the games continue.
You're absolutely right. You know, the most of the fall term, you know, you're seeing them every day. They're in class every day. They got a routine. And now that finals are over and you got games coming on, sometimes the kids get a little bit out of their routine, and do things a little bit different, and especially as the holidays are approaching. You really got to stay on top of the young women right now, and as far as, you know, just reminding them about the importance of things. And then after this weekend, I think everybody's probably going to take a little bit of a break and then regroup as we start heading towards league in January.
Greg, as I mentioned at the top of the show, you're winning a lot. In your mind, how important is momentum in sports? I mean, it's an often talked about word. I'm not sure anybody's ever totally defined it.
Yeah, I agree. I think momentum and confidence are kind of in the same same breath. And when you got some momentum, you got confidence. Once you got confidence, you got momentum. And I think that especially at the JUCO level at the women's game, you get a little bit of that momentum. Your confidence goes sky high, and you can make yourself a nice little run. So definitely think those two go hand in hand.
Who's up next for you? Who are you playing next?
We are at the Peninsula crossover. Thursday, we open up the tournament with Spokane, Community Colleges of Spokane, the first game of the day. So got our hands full.
And, you know, I mention this often, but it has a lot of meaning, I think. I love these crossover events in the NWAC, because you got to play hard, you got to win, you're going to be out, but you're playing those three games, and I think it toughens everybody up for league play.
Absolutely. I really enjoy the crossovers as well. You get the chance to see some teams that you don't normally see. You travel to venues that you know, not always do you get a chance to go to. So I think it's a really unique part of the NWAC, and I really enjoy it. And the fact that it kind of is the last thing right before the Christmas break, it's kind of a little way to finish off the preseason, and then move on from there.
Greg, Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. And we'll talk to you again in a month's time. And we'll see you before that time.
All right, man. I really appreciate everything you're doing for us. Thank you.
You betcha. That's my pleasure. That's Greg Shealy, the Lane Community College women's basketball coach. Highly successful. Now let's go up to Skagit Valley Community College, talk to Brock Voltry, the head men's coach there. We're going to have on five coaches tonight. Brock, how are you tonight? And Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you.
Hey, thanks, Greg. Happy holidays to you. We're doing pretty good up here. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for asking. Is it safe to say so far your team's been a little up and down this year, but time's moving in the right direction?
Yeah, I think that's pretty safe to say. You know, with so many new guys this year, you know, you're I think always going to be ready for kind of the highs and lows. We have on this roster with 12 guys, we have 10 new guys, and so, you know, heading into it, I thought there'd be a little bit of learning curve, and I think there has been. We had a couple injuries after that first weekend that didn't help things either. But I think at the same token, guys have kind of stayed focused and stayed, you know, with the plan, and kind of bounced back the last weekend and are heading in the right direction going into crossover weekend. So, you know, all in all, I think seven games in, we're pretty happy with where we are right now.
Brock, where are you headed to for your crossover?
We're going to South Puget Sound this weekend, and we opened with Walla Walla, so it should be a good challenge for us to contest. They're obviously playing well,
yeah,
coming off their weekend win.
Yeah, with Jeff coming up next, that's really kind of neat. You guys are back-to-back on here, head coach at Walla Walla. But, you know, I like this time of year. I think everybody does. But as I mentioned to Greg, as a coach, I think the coaching really becomes critical, because it's easy to get unfocused during the holiday season, and there's still games to be played.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, I think at the same time, too, you know, for the guys, for our guys especially, we just got done with finals last week, and so this is a great opportunity for us to just really focus in on basketball for the next 3-4 weeks, and I think our guys are eager and excited for that as well, and they just seem like they had kind of a new wave of energy heading into a game last night and practice today. So we're, you know, for us, I think it's, we're actually able to refocus now that we just get to focus on one piece or one part of being student-athletes. So it's a good time for our guys right now.
Brock, besides three wins coming out of South Puget Sound this weekend, what else is going to bring a smile to you? What does your team need to improve on? And I know you talked about the new guys and working together and everything, but what really needs to show improvement as you come very close to league play?
Yeah, for our guys, I think they'll tell you the same thing we talk about it day in and day out. But for us right now, it's just defensively. We have, you know, with 10 new guys out of 12 guys. They're all from different schools, different high schools. And so they all just brought in different philosophies, defensive philosophies. So it's just really been trying to break some old habits and get them buying into our philosophy and our way of doing things. And, you know, we're 10 games in with our exhibitions, and so now it's really time with this crossover to really make some big strides as far as what we're doing as a team on the defense side of the floor. So if we can do that and then obviously continue to rebound a little better, which I think we've done over the past week, I think I'll be happy with whatever the outcome is.
Yeah, you've been a successful coach and done a great job in your career. When do freshmen not become freshmen, or are they always freshmen?
You know, it's funny, at the JUCO level, I mean, it's right about now. They have to understand we're a third of the way in. You know, we're 10 games out of a 30-game season, and now it's time to, you know, put the freshman excuses behind and step up and really assert themselves. And I think we've seen that. I've actually been really happy with this group of freshmen. But, yeah, you know, in the junior college world, when those guys are fighting for starting spots as freshmen, that freshman season, I guess, it's short. They've got to figure it out quick and start, you know, doing things the right way and doing things our way. And I think for the most part, our guys have done that this year, which has been good. So, I mean, we're seeing it on the offensive side now. If we can just see it on the defensive side, I think we'll be right where we need to be come new year.
Great job tonight. Have a great crossover tournament, and we'll talk to you again in a month's time when league play will be well underway. Brock, have a successful tournament, as I said, and great holidays.
Appreciate it, Greg. You too, and then we'll see you at the new year.
You betcha. That's Brock Wolfrey, the head men's coach at Skagit Valley Community College. Now let's swing over to Walla Walla Community College, talk to Jeff Ryland. He does a great job over there as the head men's coach. And, Jeff, just looking at the scores and the box scores of your team, and I'm going to see you very soon in person. It looks like you guys are playing pretty well.
Well, we got off to a pretty slow start, a pretty disappointing start, actually. You know, we had four games at home, and we lost three of those four. And then we went over to Bellevue, and you know, things just started clicking for us, and we were able to win three games against three really good teams and three very well-coached teams. And you know, so things are looking better. We got a lot better on defense last week, and so listening to Brock, sounds like we have identical teams. You know, we have all new players, and for the most part, and the defense has been a little slow clicking, but it got a little better last week.
You obviously, as you mentioned, you got somewhat identical teams. That could make for a great game at the South Puget Sound crossover, which you're going to play them right off the bat.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, Skagit's always been a good program, and you know, Brock's kind of kept it going. And you know, we know they're going to be tough, and they're well coached, and you know, they play good basketball, and we're going to definitely have to be on our toes. And like I said, with both of our teams being so young, I mean, sometimes it's just kind of hard to predict what's going to happen. So we've been a little sporadic on both ends of the floor in our first seven games. So it'll be interesting to see how we do.
Jeff, same question I asked Brock. When do freshmen become freshmen? Of course, they're freshmen academically that whole year, but at some point, they've got to kind of turn the corner.
Well, they really do, you know, and I kind of agree with Brock. I mean, it's kind of got to be right now. I mean, it's, you know, for all of us, I mean, I know the crossovers are important and the holiday tournaments are important, but, you know, January is coming up and league play is starting, and if you're playing a bunch of freshmen like both us and Skagit Valley are, then you're hoping that by January they're at least getting toward, you know, the experience level required and to be successful on the floor, especially when you're so young, they have to grow up fast.
And I work part-time in a place that has a lot of employees, Adventist Medical Center, a huge hospital. I always tell the people this week, Jeff, to make sure you're in this good a mood on January 7th. And it's easy to lose a little focus in the holidays because there's so much going on, everybody's in a good mood, but still got to play these games.
Absolutely, you know, and I worry about that a lot with our team every year because, you know, our players have to travel so far for the holidays, and so, you know, they're all making plans and getting ready to go home and spend some time at home, and, you know, with that's probably true with a lot of, but with a, also with a lot of teams, you know, some of their kids are more local, especially the kids from the larger city areas, you know, and so our kids get pretty excited to get out of here and go home for the holidays. So you're exactly right. It is very difficult to do, and we've been working hard at keeping our guys focused. So we'll see what happens.
With all that said, in closing with you, these crossovers are certainly fun.
Yeah, they really are. I've always liked them, you know, kind of picking up on what Greg had said, you know, it's fun to go to different places and play different people, and you know, it's a good three games. The competition is great. I mean, obviously, you got to win one to play three, but, you know, so it's very, very tough, and you got to be ready. You got to be on your toes, and it's great competition, so, you know, we're excited and looking forward to it.
Have a great crossover tournament, Jeff. It's a pleasure to have you on the program once a month, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at Clackamas after Christmas.
Oh, yeah, we'll be there, and thank you, Greg, for doing this for us, and we really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. I'm going to do it till I die, which I hope is I'm going to try and live to be 100. So good night.
You'll probably do it. Well, Merry Christmas. See you later.
Merry Christmas to you as well, and to all the great people in Walla Walla and the Walla Walla Community College family. And that's Jeff Rhineland, the head men's coach at Walla Walla Community College. By the way, listeners, Merry Christmas to all of you. I don't want to forget that at all. And now we're going to swing up to beautiful Longview. Where's Dr. Chad Meadows, the head women's coach at Lower Columbia Community College, which, Chad, it has Lower Columbia has quite a tradition of great athletes and a culture there, and I imagine that plays into having a lot of fun coaching there.
It does, Greg. It is fun, and developing culture is it teaches kids the process of being successful, and so we spend a lot of time, you know, making sure we maintain the culture that we have, and through thick and thin. And showing our freshmen how it's done, and letting our sophomores lead the way. It is a fun process, but you gotta maintain it. You gotta stay on top of it all the time.
Yeah, you certainly do. And a good time to ask you the question: when do freshmen not become freshmen? At least as far as the sports scene is concerned, in your expert opinion.
It's different for each kid, and you never know how long it's going to take. You know, as coaches, you know, we talk all the time about preaching patience, but it's another thing to actually practice it. We want our players to develop. We want them to put in time to get better individually while we're working on at practice doing team activities, and you want them to learn how to put in more time and how to work towards a goal and to keep getting better. And I've had some of my best players have taken 15, 16 games, and then magically they show up for the 17th game and they say, hey, I figured this out. And then all of a sudden it's easy and they're checking on me to make sure I'm doing okay. So I never know how long it's going to take. You just keep battling through and trying to teach our kids how to play at the tempo and try to teach them how you want things done. And then one day it just clicks, and you hope it happens before they become sophomores.
Chad, does things change this time of year as you head to league play that you mentioned you keep on top of things? Do you have a lot more conversation than maybe you would practice, or do you still keep kind of the same practice regime that you had a month ago?
Well, I think it's different each year. I mean, we're one of the teams that doesn't have a crossover this year. So that's certainly changed things up. We've just finished a 9-game and 12-day stretch. So we've had zero practices in 2 weeks. So there's a lot of talking. We're on the roller coaster. Coaches want to practice, players want to play. And so that makes it difficult in terms of keeping things similar and same. But what we want to make sure is that as you continue to practice and communicate with your kids, that you keep your standards consistent. And that's what we focused in on. Our kids are just like, the kids that we've been talking about at Walla Walla. There's a lot of things going on. Finals have just finished. And so there's been a lot of stress in terms of making sure that they met their academic standards. And so now this is the opportunity. I think this is a stretch where we have an opportunity to have our kids improve all the way through because school's out and they can concentrate on basketball for the next 3 weeks. And that practice time is important. The downtime is important so they can refocus going into the winter quarter.
Very good, Chad. Great job tonight. Thank you for all the support you've given me from day one since I started really out there with the NWAC. It's not forgotten. And I'll look forward to seeing you in person very soon. And have a great Christmas, a happy New Year. And before we know it, it'll be Valentine's Day and Mother's Day. The Mother's Day cards are out already.
Greg, Merry Christmas. We appreciate all you do for the NWAC.
Thank you very much, and we'll look forward to seeing Chad very soon, and he's doing a great job up at Lower Columbia with the women's program. Now let's close out the program with Jeremy Groth, who is the head men's coach at Spokane Community College. And, Jeremy, you got to smile a little bit. You had a great Dale J. Bates tournament, which you won.
Yeah, Greg, it was. First off, thanks for having me on again. It was a very productive weekend for our group. Obviously, winning 3 games helps with a lot of things, but we really grew up and learned a lot as a team, getting challenged a couple games and responding the way mature groups can respond. I was proud of what we came out of there in addition to 3 wins. We grew up a lot and got a lot out of it.
Yeah, and you've had a lot of success as a coach. How's this team rate at this stage to some of your previous teams? Because you certainly have a lot of wins.
Well, we definitely faced a lot of really good competition. We faced a lot of adversity this year. And with our group this year, we're a little more sophomore-oriented, at least from what we've been in the past. So that helps this time of year. But like the other coaches have been talking about, freshmen come around, and when they do, usually kind of evens out the sophomore thing. And so having a lot of sophomores at this point in the year kind of helps a little bit. Groups have been through it before, been challenged before. They know how to respond. But in the meantime, for us, where we're at, we're at a good spot, but we work on controlling ourselves every day, making sure we get better every day, and just kind of worry about ourselves and take care of business, what we can control. So I'm excited where we're at, but know we have a long ways to go getting better every day.
Jeremy, I think no matter whether you're in the business field, you're employed, whether you've got a cleaning business, no matter what you do this time of year, and especially with athletics, it's easy to lose focus. That's a real challenge for coaches because everybody's pretty giddy about the holiday season.
Yeah, that's for sure. Greg, that's no doubt. Even the coaches are. The coaches are excited for a little break too, that's for sure, all the time coaches put in. But with our group too, and with most all college groups, they've invested so much into it, you know, year round, especially in the fall. And so I think it's good to have a little time off in the Christmas break to get refreshed, get ready to go for, like what Jeff mentioned, the most important part of the year when it comes to league play. And so for us, we take a week break off after this crossover just to kind of get refreshed mentally and physically and have the guys come back really hungry and motivated to really kind of up it up it another notch and have more in the tank for sure. So I think being invested so much really helps this time of year, knowing a little time off helps a lot, but you put so much into it year round that it's not worth taking a bunch of time off and taking obviously a step back from where you were before. Hopefully you come back refreshed, but can take a step up when you do get back.
Jeremy, believe it or not, I got a perfect score on my SATs in the math part way back. So I totally know that it only takes one more point to win a basketball game. But I want to ask you, you've always had, for the most part, high-scoring teams. Without revealing a number, is there a number in your mind with this year's team that you know you get to that number, that you're going to win the game, or is that just something you don't think about?
That is definitely something we don't really think about. We, like you kind of said with the math thing, as long as we get one more point, whether it's 50 or 100, we just, that's the main thing we're concerned about of us, and competing and competing hard, and hopefully if we can control what we can control at the end, it's a good result for us, as long as we can take care of it, we can control ourselves. So scoring points is fun. Obviously, that's what all guys want to do, score points, and the offensive end is tons of fun, but we know and we understand that you got to do what it takes to win, whether it's score a bunch of points, play a bunch of defense. Hopefully you have a mix of both and can compete at a high level to give yourself a chance to be happy at the end of the night.
Same question I asked Greg Sheely to start the program. Jeremy, your team's got a lot of momentum going right now. You're a successful coach. How does a coach keep momentum going?
That's a great question, Greg. I think it just goes back to kind of worry about what you can control yourself. Guys competing hard every single day and in and out and competing for each other. And so for us, keep the momentum going is taking it day by day, not looking too far ahead, just worrying about, like, we play Southwest Oregon in the first round of the crossover, and there, Coach Hop down there does a great job. Obviously, his teams are well prepared. And so for us, we're just worrying about one day at a time, one game at a time, preparing one day at a time. And kind of if we can do that, I think we'll be all right, at least giving ourselves a chance night in and night out to be competitive.
Jeremy, this Eastern Division, as you head to league play, and I know you've got some things before then, but it is a little fun to talk about it. It's
sure.
Kind of the equivalent to facing Barry Bonds, Hank Aaron, Babe Ruth, and Joe DiMaggio all at the same time. Team is capable of winning every night. And I watched Blue Mountain Saturday night, and I thought they were terrific against Clackamas. So you got your work cut out for you.
There is no question, Greg. Like all regions, especially when you get to region play, it's extremely tough and challenging. And the Eastern Region, which I know anyway, is more than the other ones because that's what we're in, is night in, night out, a tremendous, tremendous challenge. There's very good coaches who run extremely good programs with very good basketball. And so kind of holds you accountable where you have to bring it yourself to every single night. You have to bring it the best out of your guys every night. And if you don't do that, like in life in general too, someone else will. And so like basketball always does, it teaches life lessons every day, every night. And so bringing it every day for a game, I think, is a must in our region. If you do not, you'll pay the price because there's teams chomp at the bit, hungry and motivated, and so kind of holds you accountable to be at your best every night. And if you don't, you pay the price. And if you do, at least you give yourself a chance as well, because it's a good region with great coaches, like you mentioned, and exciting basketball and really good players too. It's a fun region to be a part of.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, the whole NWAC is fun, and listeners, just get out and see a game. Men, women, just go to it, and I guarantee you, you'll go back. Jeremy, best to everybody at Spokane. Best to your family. Have a great holiday season. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. And we're rolling.
Greg, thanks again for all you do. We cannot say it enough, but that's such the truth. And happy holidays to you and yours as well. Merry Christmas. And looking forward to talking to you another month's time when things are rolling.
Absolutely. Jeremy Groth, the head men's coach at Spokane Community College, does a fabulous job there. Get out and watch him if you're up there. You got great basketball in Spokane, and he's part of it. Good night, everybody. And if you don't listen anymore before Christmas, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to make all your free throws. Be safe out there. Good night, everyone.